Well, since Jeff is on vacation again this week, it looks like you're going to have to put up with me this time. And I'll tell you what, I struggled this week because I wanted to do a good job, and I knew that Kevin had done such an excellent job last week, and I really was impressed with his sermon. I think Kevin's come a long, long ways in maybe a fairly short period of time.
It's all the more I let go, the more I give to God, you know, just get out of His way, it's just opened it up, and I highly recommend it.
That sounds like a wonderful approach, Kevin. Well, I decided to talk a little bit about faith today because I think that in this time that we live in, that faith is something that's actually in some quarters even coming under attack. And certainly our Christian faith is under attack. In the newspapers, we read about the Coptic Christians in Israel that are a minority there that the Muslims seem to be persecuting. And it breaks my heart to see that because religious strife where each group is trying to vie for God's favor just does not seem like the way that things should be. It's a troublesome thing. I might ask you some questions this morning that I can't answer, and maybe you can help, and maybe you can go away and think about some things, but sometimes we have problems with faith, and I want to try to clear the air, at least on the way I look at it and the way I think about it, and maybe you can help me and think about it too, and we can talk later or anytime, maybe at Bible study or maybe next week in church. Sometimes things go wrong for people. And when they do, there's a time when they turn their back on God and they say, God, why did you let this happen to me? If you were a loving God, this could never happen this way. And this is one of the things that we have to deal with and understand, and it's very difficult. I spoke earlier during the prayers about my cousin Jim, who just recently passed away. There was a lot of divisiveness in that family. And I think about, if you think about your own families or people that you know, you also see those kind of things happen where some little event occurs and somebody gets upset and they don't talk to their brother, they don't talk to their sister. And sometimes it goes on for years. And in fact, sadly, I have that going on in my family as well. And it is just so, life is just so short. And there's no time for that. To answer that problem, we need to turn to our faith because that is where the answer is. Well, sometimes we question God's plan when things go wrong. And in fact, we've had so many occurrences here in our local area even. We've had the eastern storms where a double whammy storm came in and caused death and destruction and widespread turmoil and the wringing of hands. But at the same time, people helped. People pitched in and helped. Last week when Joe was here, he spoke of his friends at the fire department in Grove City had gotten a truck together and had gone east to help those in need. And those kind of things helped to offset the terrible effects of a destructive situation. Our hearts all went out when we learned last Sunday of little Maddox's death at the zoo. What a terrible, terrible tragedy that was. And as Barbara pointed out earlier, the family did their best to turn it into a positive thing. And I think that I know that woman is going to think about that moment every day of her life. And all of us that have children think about how tenuous life is and how easy it is for an accident to happen. So why does God let these things happen? We ask ourselves. And the answer is that God has a plan. We don't understand it. Our intellect is so far down the tree that we just don't get it. God has a plan. and His plan always works. And if we have faith, only good things will happen, even if we think at the time they're not good. When Jeff was talking about this several months ago, he spoke of the possibility that when a small child, an innocent child, dies, that the reason is to prevent future occurrences that would be even more painful. And I think that was a lesson that I took to heart, because sometimes when we don't understand things, that can be the answer. Recently, we've had children killed right here in Greenfield in a fire. We have street gangs and violence where just about every night in the Pittsburgh area, somebody's getting shot. We have a lack of virtue and values in everyday life in our communities. And all of these things are really faith-related. And I'll get to that in a minute. But first, I did want to talk a little bit about a funny story that happened to me, and it relates to an incident of road rage. Road rage is something I never could figure out, because I can't believe anybody would be in such a hurry to get somewhere that they would hurt somebody else to do it. So, a funny story. We were talking, this is a number of years ago, I was talking with my family, and we were talking about driving cars, and first of all, it's a well-known joke in my family that I'm a slow driver, and I admit to it, and I also admit that as I've gotten older, I've gotten even slower, because let's face it, the reflexes aren't what they once were, so I'm a careful driver, and it always disappoints me to see somebody racing to get somewhere. I won't bring Myrna's name up here. But anyway, we were having a family discussion, and the thing about driving cars came up. So I was saying that, in my view, automobiles should be driven very smoothly so that the passengers don't even know you're moving. And my daughter must have been ready for this, because she piped up and said, "In your case, Dad, they're not moving." So, of course, that cracked everybody up, and it was a pretty apt description. All right. If we read the Bible, we learn that the ancient Hebrews went through cycles. They went through cycles of faithfulness, and they prospered. And when they prospered, they turned away from God, and disaster came. Does that remind you of anybody? Does that remind you of us? We have prospered enormously in this country. We've been the most successful nation in the history of the earth. And yet, have we turned away from God? If you watch the popular media, you don't see much about God in there. And there's so much crime and so many things that just seem to be where people just do not have respect and treat each other with dignity. Are we turning our backs on God? Is this what's causing it? I just throw that out to ask you that question. And I've spoken about this before in front of you because it's a great concern of mine. I've lived a long life. I've seen a lot of things. Some of them weren't so good. I've been a good guy and I've been a bad guy. I've done sin, as we all have. We have the guidelines, and yet sometimes we turn our back on them. Sometimes we get busy, and we get so busy with the things that we do in our everyday life that we don't take a few minutes to honor our faith and to ask God for help. And when we do that, inevitably we reach a situation where things go wrong for us, because without God's help, we are nothing, nothing at all. One of the things that I believe is needed, and I need to practice better myself, is that I need to pray more every day. And what I try to do as I go through daily life is when little things come along, I try to ask God for help. What would you do? How would you deal with this? And this has always been helpful to me, but I need to do more of it. And I think if you ask yourselves that question too, you may wonder, am I doing enough? Is my faith strong enough? Prayer is a wonderful cleaning process that helps us to rid ourselves of thoughts that are not good. And let me throw this out to you as well. We have had so much wonderful benefits from group prayer in this very congregation. How many times have our prayers been answered? It boggles the mind. We must have a direct channel straight up. But prayer also prepares you for life eternal. We have been made a promise that if we are faithful, if we believe, that we will be granted life everlasting. And the petty bickering that we do here on earth will all be behind us. And we can all live together in joy and pleasure. Prayer helps us to achieve that goal by giving us the spiritual strength to do so. We have been given guidelines in the Bible for living a life of virtue. We know them very well. We have the Ten Commandments. We have the tenet that we love God with all our hearts and love our neighbor as ourselves. But do we practice it? That's where we fall short, and we always will. But we must strive to improve. We must strive to get better. The advantages of a life of virtue are this. They are sometimes hidden from us because we do not always see the effect that it has on others. But when we live a life of virtue, then others look up to us, and they might never say this, but they model themselves after us. So the reason to live a life of virtue is not to unlock the gates of heaven, because that's not what does it. But what it does do is it brings others into the faith and brings others to the point where they want to emulate what we do. And that's why it's extremely important. Our faith has to be as simple as that of a child. We can't question God because we don't have the intellect to do it. The creation of the universe, of our earth, and of ourselves is all God's handiwork. We didn't do it. We didn't make ourselves. Oh, sure, we're male and female, and we can recreate, but we could never design. I went to school to be a mechanical engineer, and what I did do in my career was I designed machinery. And I know how incredibly difficult it is to design even the simplest piece of machinery. I can't imagine the intellect that God has to be able to design the universe and everything that's in it, including us. It's just incredible. And science today doesn't understand how the human body works. They only know a teeny tiny little bit. So, if we have faith, there are rewards for us. And these are the rewards. We have protection against temptation. If we have faith, things can't hurt us the way that they can if we don't have faith. We don't fall into evil ways because we can avoid temptation if we have faith. And so we're protected from the evil that causes so much harm. So having a deep and abiding faith is the best protection you can have from evil. Faith gives us spiritual peace. How many times do we say, God, please give me peace of mind when things are difficult and tough? We need the peace that comes from a strong faith. Faith gives prosperity. Prosperity is something we'd all like to have, isn't it? The ancient Israelites, when they turned toward God, they were prosperous. When they turned away from God, they fell into harm's way. That lesson was taught over and over and over again. And it's a lesson for us today. And finally, and the most important thing, faith gives us the promise of eternal life. And this is the thing that really matters. So I will close with that, and let us bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Lord, give us the strength to be more faithful. As we go about our lives each day, let us try to grow in our faith. Let us try to realize the benefits of it. Let us try to behave in a way that helps others to understand it and bring them into the circle. Lord, we ask these things because we know that our nation is healing now after some difficult times, and we need these things to help increase our ability to live together and to be the nation that you intend us to be. Amen.